My name is Virginia Henry, and today I'm here with Stephen Vest, who is the director and founder of the Grand Teton Film Festival, which is happening for the first time this year. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So we've never had anything like this before in this area. So tell me, what is the plan? What's it going to be like? Where is it going to be? All the details that you can share at this point.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Early on in our kind of research phase, we initially weren't planning on doing something so big. We thought, okay, well, let's just rent, a theater, and let's just see how many films we get, and we'll just kind of take it from there. But the more we thought about it, we wanted to be, taken seriously, as a good film festival that would attract good films from everywhere, not just the local community, but everywhere. And, to do that, we thought, well, we really need to either go big or go home. We can't just kind of baby step it into this world of film festivals, or, it just wouldn't work out the way we had anticipated. So all of these activities that we had just kind of, as side notes, like, oh, gee, that'd be fun if we could, and, oh, gee, that'd be awesome if we could do this, those just came to be part of the festival. So we have so many activities that are going on with not just the film screenings, but we have workshops that are being taught by industry professionals. So we're bringing people into the area, and they're not doing panel discussions or lectures or PowerPoint presentations. They're going to be doing hands-on interactive workshops so that people can, learn how to do stuff and be inspired to go out and create. And then the city of Rexburg has partnered with us, and they've enabled us to do a bunch of other things as well. And one of those things is a street fair. So all of our screenings are going to be happening at the Paramount 5, the Romance, and the Tabernacle. So I'll just kind of right there. And so Center Street just kind of becomes this natural festival central, if you will. And so we thought it'd be fun if we could just close the road and, bring in food vendors and have our sponsors do booths and, have some live entertainment out there. So now we have a street festival. And so people that, are in between workshops or film screenings can go and listen to some music and then head back in for some more activities. And then our opening night celebrations, we have a black tie formal gala. This will be a pretty formal event, and that's more of an exclusive event. There are some limited seats open to the public, but it's more for the filmmakers and VIP guests, sponsors and partners of the festival, just kind of a thank you kind of gala for supporting the film festival. And then that night we have our opening night film showcase. So we've taken some of the films from the different categories, and we'll be highlighting a few of those. So we have a music video, we have a short documentary, and then a couple of short films that are really fun. So just to give people kind of a flavor of what's going to happen on Saturday. And then we've got a really killer award show planned. We've put a lot of time and energy into this because I've been to other film festivals where the award shows are kind of lackluster, a little bit, and they're not very exciting. And so we wanted to do something kind of big and fun. So we've partnered with the Madison High School to do our award show over there. And the BYU Idaho Theater Department is planning our show opener, so they're designing everything, and they always do excellent productions, so we're really grateful to have them on board with us. And then after the awards are presented, we have a popular entertainer, William Joseph, that's going to play a 90-minute celebratory concert for us. So we're just really excited about everything that's going on with this festival. It's just unreal in some ways, and really exciting in others.
Did you think that it was going to reach this scale that it's at now when you first were like, maybe we should do an actual film festival?
No, not in our first year. I definitely didn't think that we would reach this magnitude for our debut year. And it's been great. The responses have been really widespread as far as where our films have come from. They've come in from across the U.S. and then even a bunch from overseas. We've got a couple of films from Iran, Ireland, Mexico, and New Zealand. So, and it was just surprising that for our first year we would, get out that far. So this has been really great. And the city and a bunch of the businesses here in Rexburg have been behind us and supporting us 100%. And, me and the committee, we kind of promised ourselves that if we hit any red lights or any brick walls that, it wouldn't be worth it to try to, mitigate those. And so if we hit anything that just, put a stop to the festival, we just, okay, now's not the time, or let's, table this and, think about it for another year. But because of the widespread support that we've had, we haven't had any red lights or brick walls. So we've just been going and going, and it's just, it's snowballed, it just keeps getting bigger and more exciting every day.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How long have you been involved in film yourself?
So I've always been a film enthusiast. I mean, ever since I was little, I would watch the bonus features, if there were any on movies back then, because I loved watching behind the scenes stuff and see how they were made, and it was really exciting. But I didn't really pursue that. I mean, I made funny home movies with my friends that I hope will never ever see the light of day, and silly office videos, places I worked for, but never really got into it until I was kind of editing a funny video for the office I worked for, and my wife said, well, why don't you go into video? And I thought, well, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. So this is kind of all her fault. It's been good. So I studied video production here at BYU Idaho. I graduated back in 2014. I formed my own company, Synergy Digital, back in 2013. And produced a feature-length documentary that was shown in theaters up here and down in Utah on Temple Square and at the LDS Film Festival. And so that kind of gave me this really exciting, enthusiasm for supporting film. So every semester that the short film class is taught here on campus, I organize a... We call them a premiere night, and it's just, it's not really open to the community. It's just kind of a, exclusive event for students. So it's just a kind of a labor of love. I gather up their films, and I bring in a guest speaker to kind of be the host and judge the films, and we present awards, and everybody dresses up in tuxes and gowns, and we have a fun night. And so I've been doing that for the past 6 years, and each time it just gets bigger and bigger and more exciting and more fun. That's actually what led to doing a film festival, because of these premiere nights that I've been doing. Off and on, I'd get approached by others who weren't part of the short film class if they could submit films. And I always told people no, because I wanted to, protect the integrity of that event and not, sour it with other things. But then through the years, Pressures just kind of kept mounting until last April. I was forced to take a bigger look at it and really think about it in terms of, you know, is now a good time? Can I take on something of that magnitude? And so that's when I started researching other film festivals, you know, how they were structured, their operations, their pricing, you know, all of that. And then we formed a committee, and everything just kind of fell into place for us. So we just thought, okay, well, let's do it.
the door's opening, so might as well walk through, right?
Right, exactly.
I think I went to one of those premiere nights. My best friend and roommate, she was in a short film before she transferred down to Provo, and it was at the Romance Theater, and it was, I mean, everyone dressed up, and they showed the films, and it was so fun, and I was like, oh, wow, this is so cool. You know, I mean, I was just there as her friend, but mm-hmm. I hadn't been involved in any of the video production or anything like that, but she was so into it, you know. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, you know, look at what we did, and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. But that's so awesome that you've been able to do that for students, and now it's, well, like you said, it's gotten to, now it's on a bigger scale, and it's open to more people. So for those individuals who want to submit films, I mean, obviously you already have, like you said, you have a lot and some from faraway places. What do they have to do if they want to submit a film, and even not for this year, but maybe in the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, this is an annual event, so we want to keep this going from year to year. We want it to become one of those prominent summer activities that Eastern Idaho looks forward to. You know, no different than, you know, the Melaleuca Freedom Celebration or, you know, other things. We want this to kind of be something fun for East Idaho. So we do want to grow and get bigger each year, and we'll be accepting more and more films each year, of course. For this year, our late entry deadline is May 1st, so people have up until then to submit films. And really the only requirements, I mean, obviously we're keeping this to a family-friendly festival. You know, we don't want people to feel like, you know, to go to the festival with trepidation that they're not sure what they're going to see, because I know with independent films, you know, that aren't rated, it's kind of taboo. And so we've been very strict with our viewer content requirements, so we don't allow anything that's inappropriate. That doesn't mean that we stick to, you know, G or PG films. But, you know, there's no nudity, there's no strong language, things like that. So we want people to feel comfortable, you know, with the films that they see. And then the films have to have, you know, some storytelling element to them. And that's really, you know, it, you know, in terms of, you know, what we allow into the festival. We're based on Film Freeway, which is a really good platform for festivals. A filmmaker, all they need to do is create a profile and upload their movie and marketing materials and behind-the-scenes images and whatever information they want to add. They can even add budget and, you know, what cameras they used, you know, whatever. And then they can literally just scroll festivals all over the world and just with a few clicks submit their film. So we chose to go that route because it was just so easy. And then everything is just there in one place for us. So really easy to submit the films. And our categories are feature films, short films, animated short films, documentaries, music videos, and home movies. And we're really excited for the home movies. We want to get, you know, just kids on a weekend to just grab their, you know, mom's iPhone and just run out into the backyard and make an Indiana Jones movie with their friends or something. And so we're really excited to see what the community, you know, can bring us in terms of that. And I've been to other film festivals where they've done home movie programs, and they're really popular. So, in fact, a lot of times those home movie blocks are more attended than the other films.
Oh my goodness.
Just because they're really fun and, you know, involve members of the community. And, yeah.
I know my little brother used to make little movies with his little Legos, his little Lego characters. Mm-hmm. He would set them up and they would fight and he would, you know, or he would just take a bunch of pictures and scroll through them really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, it was pretty funny. I thought it was silly, but I mean, I now that I'm older and, you know, not like 10, looking at it, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. Or look how creative these young kids are. And I have zero creativity when it comes to videography. Mm-hmm. So I can appreciate it better now.
Well, kids these days definitely have a lot more tools than, you know, when I was little. You know, I was born in 1979. You know, back then we didn't really have, you know, video production equipment at the ready, and we didn't have computers that could edit things like they can now. And so, yeah, kids these days just have so much more the advantage to, you know, take part in filmmaking, and it's just fun. My son, too, he's 12, and he loves to do animated Lego movies, too. It's just great. I love it.
Well, it cultivates that creativity in them, and maybe that's something that they end up wanting to pursue, or it could just be a fun pastime instead of, you know, being sedentary, doing something else, like scrolling through Facebook or, you know, what all the other mind-numbing things that we have to do. It could actually stimulate them and their creativity, so that's really great. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this film festival. It sounds really, really exciting. I mean, I had no idea how all the different aspects of it and everything. It's so that's pretty cool. Again, this has been Stephen Vest, who is the director and founder of the Grand Teton Film Festival, which is happening for the first time this year on May 31st through June 1st. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.